I'm with Julie Jones from Tai Chi Skipton. Hello, Julie.
Hi there, Julian.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, I'm really excited here because I know nothing about Tai Chi apart from I've seen pictures and I've seen it from afar and I've watched you and others do your thing, for want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, what is Tai Chi, first of all?
Well, Tai Chi goes back probably 3,000 years. It's a martial art and it's developed from Kung Fu over many millennia in China. A lot of people in China do practice it now. It's practiced for health. Also, in some instances, self-defense. The Kung Fu element is still very much visible in the moves that we make. We move very slowly, though, whereas when you're in a more aggressive martial art, you would obviously move a lot faster. So it's one of the benefits of Tai Chi that you move very slowly, which really builds your muscle strength, but in a very gentle way. So there's no pressure on joints like there is if you go circuit training or pumping iron or whatever, but it gives you, so we're told, as much benefit in terms of muscle strength, helping with bone density and cardiac health.
So really, it's a leisure activity for people of all ages then?
It certainly is. I mean, you can practice Tai Chi from being a child till you're into your late 90s or possibly even into beyond 100 if you manage to get there. And one of the promises of Tai Chi is if you practice it regularly for many years, it does give you a longer life. It's all about longevity and health and enjoyable as well. The classes that I've attended over the years and now teach in, there's a very social aspect as well, which is important for general health and well-being. We talk a lot about mindfulness and meditation in movement, all of these things together with the strength that it builds up and the social aspect of the classes is great. It's good fun, but it also leaves you feeling energised.
And Tai Chi Skipton, now you're from Grassington.
Yeah.
Why Skipton then?
Skipton area. I was living nearer to Skipton when I first started this, and Tai Chi Skipton is just a good name for people to find out what's happening.
Nice
in
and
the
easy
Tai Chi
to search
world.
For you and find
Absolutely.
Out all about it. But obviously, you attract people from all over the area to come to your classes then.
That's right. People come as far as from Ilkley, Ripon. Yeah, so quite a bit further.
Now, when you first came back to the Dales, you started this as a little kind of a mini venture, I think, didn't you? From memory, when I last spoke to you.
Yes, I did my training in the Wakefield area. And when I moved into Skipton, there were no classes where I could study my Lee style Tai Chi, because there's lots of different styles. Mine is Lee style. And so I was getting several years into my training and I'd done the teacher training course. So I thought, okay, I'll just start some classes and train with other people where they're starting from scratch.
And you started these classes and you were doing village halls and halls like you're doing Grassington and some
that's
in Skipton
right.
and everywhere. Yeah. And that's where it all grew from then?
It is, yes. I started off at Ebru Everin's, in fact, in Skipton on Cove Street. Then went to Craco Village Hall and started my own class there. Then the Town Hall for a while in one of their new refurbed rooms that they did some years back now. Moved then to the Girls' High School and the Firehouse. And having moved to Grassington, I thought, well, I may as well start some in Grassington as well. So I run a couple of classes there.
Yeah.
So we're, all over the place.
You are. People seem to enjoy it. They keep coming back for more.
Absolutely. I've still got a lot of the original students from probably going back 3 years or so now. The ones that have stayed with me that long are really doing well and getting further into knowing the form and being able to demonstrate the form quite a long way in, which
is great. I was going to ask you then, you mentioned the word students. As opposed to people taking part. When you go to a gym, everybody's just people in a gym. But here, you're teaching them and they're all students. So is it a continually evolving learning process then?
Absolutely. I've been studying since 2015. People that I study with still, or study is perhaps the wrong word, practice. It's very physical. You move together and it's a lovely experience. There are people that I train with who have been doing Tai Chi 40 years who still go to classes because it's just one of those things. It's such an enormous subject. You never know everything about Tai Chi. You just keep learning more and practicing and keeping healthy with it.
lots of health benefits.
Yeah.
Lots of opportunities to meet new people.
Yeah.
And a very friendly bunch. Is it very kind of mixed, men and women, all age groups, that sort of thing?
I would say on the whole, it's a later age group. I do have a few younger people, but the majority of us are 50 plus, shall we say. Mixed abilities. I have people who are very agile, who do Pilates and yoga as well as Tai Chi. And I've got several people whose movement is fairly limited due to Parkinson's or osteoporosis or different ailments. But Tai Chi will help. It won't necessarily heal anything, but it will certainly stop things progressing much further if you do practice it properly. And put in, you know, 2 or 3 hours a week is what's recommended. So my classes last an hour, but a lot of people will go home and practice every 2 or 3 days, I suppose, or some people practice every day. Some are more
whenever they get
to others.
Quiet time.
Absolutely.
And they just enjoy
That's
it.
That's right. I mean, the two main things that I feel are the benefits of Tai Chi are learning how to relax and how to breathe properly. So many of us breathe through the sort of upper part of the chest because we're busy and we're thinking about other things. But what we try and do is relearn to breathe in a healthy way. So if you look at babies or puppies or kittens, as they're breathing, their tummies go up and down and up and down. And this gives their diaphragm chance to fall and the whole of their lungs to fill with air and then also empty of air as they're breathing out because they're taking these big breaths. And that's so healthy for us. So it's one thing that I do concentrate on a lot in class is healthy breathing and relaxing. It's all great for your health. And, you know, the other benefits of it are that it helps your posture, it helps coordination. A lot of the exercises that we do, which we do in time with the breathing, are quite complex because we're moving the upper half of the body as well as the lower half of the body, coordinating the movements that we're doing with the breath. So it's helping brain-body coordination and communication, which is very good for stopping you getting older. It's very good for counteracting the onset of dementia, we're told, because your brain's having to do all this work with your body.
This isn't a workout as such. As you said, it's very measured and very paced, but it seems as though there are so many benefits to it.
Absolutely. I don't know why everybody doesn't do it.
So in a bid to get everybody practicing Tai Chi, how can they find out about you?
Well, I've just launched a new website, so there's a lot of information there, and that's just simply taichiskipton.uk. There's lots of information there. I run 6 classes a week at the moment. The information about the classes is on there, and some of them are fairly full, but there's usually room for an odd 1 or 2 extra. And some of the classes are a little bit, but perhaps Grassington and Craco are not quite so popular as the centre of Skipton, so there's more places there. But yes, just get in touch.
It's inspiring to talk to you about it. It's just like, get up and go. And I've watched you doing this before, and it's quite mesmerising when you've got a whole team of people doing it.
Yeah. It really is. One of the videos that I've got that you can see on YouTube is my intermediate group, which is the ones that are furthest on. And it is lovely to watch because there's 12 or 13 of us, I think, all moving together with these very deliberate, slow moves. And it's quite mesmerizing. And it's certainly relaxing to watch because it's so relaxing to do. I mean, so many of my students, when they arrive at the class, will say, oh, I'm a bit tired today or got an achy shoulder or something. But by the time they leave, they'll say to me, do you know, I feel great now. That's just so much better.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you always have a smile on your face. So clearly something's working, Jean.
I do. We've also got World Tai Chi Day coming up.
Oh, yes.
Yes, which is at the end of April. It's always the last Saturday in April. I run a longer class than usual for my pupils. But then as many of them as I can coerce, we come down to the Canal Basin in Skipton and do a demonstration. 2 o'clock, weather permitting. So if you fancy a look at seeing what Tai Chi's about, then that's the place to head for. Skipton Canal Basin, 27th of April. 2 p.m.
Fantastic. Julie, great to talk to you.